Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Kohima Press Club marks 25 years. PCI President urges press to remain accountable to public. Chief Minister Nipuryo calls for ethical journalism and amid technological changes. State government advises timely Aadhaar biometric update for children. And Nitin Nabin becomes national president of Bharatiya Janata Party. Now the news in detail. Kohima Press Club, KPC, today marked its 25th anniversary with the theme Traversing 25 Years of Storytelling, Inspiring the Future. Gracing the Jubilee, President of the Press Club of India, Sangeeta Barua Pisharoti, said that practicing journalism has become increasingly challenging over the past two decades, largely due to a flawed financial model. She said the increasing corporate control over media houses and declining editorial independence have weakened public interest journalism, blurring the line between journalism and public relations. Emphasizing the press as the fourth pillar of democracy, she said journalists' allegiance must remain solely with the public and play a key role in holding governments accountable.
So our job is to keep democracy vibrant by keeping the government of the day accountable. And we are the world's largest democracy, mind you. So it's all the more applicable to us. We have, however, failed to do the most basic thing that would have kept the spine of media houses intact.
Ms. Pisharoti also lauded the KPC on its milestone and called for wider deliberations on journalism by engaging voices from across the Northeast. On the occasion, President of KPC, Alice Yosher, recalled the club's pioneering members for their visionary leaderships. Reflecting on the Jubilee's theme, Ms. Yosher said the club seeks to celebrate the legacy while also prepare for the next chapter of responsible storytelling in Nagaland and beyond. Bringing her greetings, former KPC Vice President Vibhu Seye appreciated the present leadership and wished for renewed vision, commitment and strength to uphold the truth and ethical journalism at all costs. The Kohima Press Club also observed a minute's silence in memory of its departed members. The club also hosted a first-of-its-kind Northeast Media Conclave to mark the milestone anniversary. Chief Minister Nipuryo today urged journalists to uphold truth, ethics and sensitivity amid rapid technological changes, misinformation and complex social realities. Addressing the valedictory session of the 25th Jubilee celebrations of the Kohima Press Club, Mr. Rio observed that rising negativity and controversial reporting in parts of the global media have made responsible journalism more important than ever.
As media landscape continues to evolve amid rapid technological changes, misinformation and complex social realities, I urge journalism and journalists to remain anchored to the truth, ethics and sensitivity.
Congratulating the Kohima Press Club on its Silver Jubilee, the Chief Minister described the journey as a significant milestone in the service of journalism, democratic principles and the people of Nagaland. He said sustaining a press institution for 25 years in a state like Nagaland with a troubled history and limited economic base was extraordinary. He said the growth of Kohima Press Club since its establishment in 2001 into a strong and respectable body that upholds ethical reporting and responsible storytelling reflects the evolution of journalism in Nagaland as the fourth pillar of democracy. He appreciated KPC's initiatives beyond routine reporting, including media education, social and charitable activities.
These efforts testify a deep sense of responsibility towards our society. Mainly the introduction of the Kohima Press Club Impact Journalism Award and the KPC Nagaland Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board. This initiative has not only recognized excellence in journalism, but also encouraged in-depth, people-centric reporting that give voices to often overlooked sections of societies.
Mr. Ryo also lauded the Northeast Media Conclave, organized as part of Jubilee celebrations, and expressed hope that the Kohima Press Club would continue to be a beacon of fearless and responsible journalism. Earlier, the Chief Minister unveiled the commemorative plaque and released a souvenir of the 25th anniversary of Kohima Press Club. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo today participated in Kauzau Se Koka Mini Hornbill Festival celebration of the Kamningan community at Nokhu in Noklak District. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Ryo called for unity and trust among communities. He added that the celebration marked by feasting, gratitude and togetherness reflected the rich heritage and traditions of the community. The event featured vibrant cultural performances and exhibition of local handicrafts. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Office of the Commissioner Nagaland has advised parents, guardians and students to ensure timely completion of the Mandatory Biometric Update, MBU, in Aadhaar to ensure seamless access to student benefits. It said updated biometric data is required for school admissions, entrance examinations, scholarships, direct benefit transfer schemes, APPAR ID and other Aadhaar-based services. As per existing rules, failure to complete biometric updates between the ages of 5 to 7 years and 15 to 17 years may lead to deactivation of the Aadhaar number. To ensure full coverage, the UIDAI Regional Office, Guwahati, in coordination with the state government and district administration, will conduct a special MBU drive in schools. The update is free of cost for children aged 5 to 17 years till 30th of September this year. Students may also visit their nearest Aadhaar enrollment centers for updating biometric. BJP Working President Nitin Nabin has been elected as the new national president of the party today. Party's national returning officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, announced Mr. Nabin's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Nabin on being appointed as the national president of BJP. He underscored that Mr. Nabin possesses youthful energy and extensive experience in organizational work that will be very beneficial for every worker of the party.
Nitin ji khud bhi ek prakar se millennial hai. Wo us generation se hai. जिसने भारत में बड़े आर्थिक, सामाजिक और टेक्नोलॉजिकल परिवर्तन होते देखे हैं, वो उस जनरेशन से हैं जिसने बचपन में रेडियो से सूचनाएं पाई और आज एआई के भी एक्टिव यूजर है.
Addressing the gathering, newly elected BJP National President Nabin described the day as a moment of resolve. Mr. Nabin is the youngest national president in the party's history and the first BJP leader from Bihar to be appointed to the post. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has congratulated Nitin Nabin on his unanimous election as the national president of BJP. He extended best wishes to Mr. Nabin for a successful tenure. Meanwhile, also conveying congratulations, BJP Nagaland said Mr. Nabin's journey from a grassroots worker to the youngest national president is an inspiration to every Karyakarta in Nagaland across India. And in commemoration of 90 years of broadcasting and 150 years of national song, a mass singing of Vande Mataram was organized at the Akashwani Kohima's office complex today with the participation of students from PM Sri Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya, Kohima. On the occasion, the Hindi Essay Writing Competition prize winners were felicitated by Deputy Director General Akashwani Dibrugarh and in charge Kohima Cluster, K.K. Rengma. The event also coincided with the 63 years of broadcasting by Akashwani Kohima. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Kohima Press Club marks 25 years. PCI President urges press to remain accountable to public. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo calls for ethical journalism amid technological changes. State government advises timely Aadhaar biometric update for Children. And Nitin Nabin becomes national president of Bharatiya Janata Party. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.